program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Not too bad. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good.
Take the wind out of the equation. It wasn't a bad weekend weather-wise.
Yeah, not too bad. Temperature was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little bit of wind chill, I guess, if you want to call it that out there.
But yeah.
Yeah, not too terribly bad. I noticed a lot of folks out and about doing some things over the weekend, enjoying the holiday, hopefully with family and friends. Yeah. Hope you had a great time this weekend. Good Easter. How's Brett this morning?
Oh, ready for another week to start.
Did you guys have a little get-together this weekend?
Yeah, we did. Had a house full.
Oh, at your place?
Yeah.
Ooh. So how was the food? And be careful how you answer this.
The food was delicious.
That was a good answer. Very good answer. Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Kohler has promised and delivered on the best fixtures for the bathroom or kitchen for many years. The entire plumbing industry uses Kohler's color platelets for the guideline and matching colors for stories for your benefit. Other manufacturers have tried to match Kohler's quality and diversity, but no one manufacturer has been able to come close to their perfection. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Kohler for over 20 years now, and we know that they are the best and the most reasonably priced in their industry. Camblin Plumbing and Heating also discounts their entire line every day, and we're usually only a couple days away from your personal selection arriving for our installing it for you. Give us a call at 243-1512 or at 755-3286 in Harlan.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. Just an observation, too. You know, at Christmas time when a lot of folks, because Santa Claus is so busy, of course, so a lot of folks will dress up in Santa Claus suits to kind of take his place in different locations and stuff to be with the kids. There's something endearing about, you know, the kids sitting on Santa's lap and jolly old Saint Nick, all that kind of stuff. Not the same with people in Easter Bunny costumes.
No.
That's almost creepy.
<It is. laughs> I don't know what the problem is with making those things non-scary.
You can't. You can't.
It's rough.
Bugs Bunny, okay, there's one that walked on 2 feet. What? Why not?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just, there's something about a large, you know, bunny mm-hmm. walks on 2 feet. It's just, no matter what you do, it's just hard to make that cute.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work out so well.
Yeah.
I think we've all seen the videos online.
I think Hefner did all right.
Well, that's a different kind of bunny there, Brett. Yeah, there's just something, I don't know, there's just something about a guy in a bunny costume mm-hmm. that just doesn't seem right. But
well, and there's no universal standard for what the look should be. So.
No, some of them are menacing looking, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about, but... You know, we've all seen the videos online, kids getting creeped out by very large bunnies at Easter. Not bunnies, guys in bunny costumes. Anyway, if you haven't noticed, we are greening up. You know, last week we talked a little bit about dandelions and some of those things that come creeping this time of the year. What about crabgrass? That's another one, too. The Iowa State University Horticultural Department has given us some information about crabgrass control, and we're going to start seeing some of those things happen, too. In fact, we may start seeing it happen pretty quickly now. We saw, you know, last week we saw a little bit of rain, about an inch of rain earlier in the week. And immediately we saw some greening up in the lawns and what have you. And I've actually seen some folks out mowing, try to, you know, hack off kind of that top half inch or so to get the grass jump started. But this week there's a chance of rain almost every day in the forecast. In fact, there's a real good chance of rain a lot of the days. So we should start with getting more and more rainfall now. We're going to really start to see lawns greening up, lawns growing, and by the time the wet weather finishes up and it starts to warm up a little bit, then we're going to start seeing some real rapid growth out there and have at it. So get those mowers all tuned up and ready to go. But that also means things like crabgrass, too. And as the lawns get greener, those are the kind of things people start thinking about, too. The early part of the season, the growing season, is so incredibly important if you're going to have a good lawn. I mean, people think about lawns typically May, June, July, when they're green and growing and all. But really, the fall and spring seasons are the most important times. You know, things you can do in the fall to get your lawn ready for the following year. And of course, what you do in the early season makes so much difference, too, into what your lawn will look like. And crabgrass is a very common problem. So the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Horticulturalists provide us with some information on controlling crabgrass. And first of all, crabgrass is an annual warm season grass. Its seeds germinate over several weeks in the spring, but the plants don't become highly visible in the lawns until early summer. Crabgrass grows rapidly during the warm summer weather. The growth slows down with the arrival of cooler temperatures in the late summer, and then the plants are destroyed with the first hard frost in the fall. Now, before it dies, a single crabgrass plant can, though, produce thousands of seeds. So that's what makes it kind of difficult. Much like those dandelions we talked about last week. You know, you start blowing all those little puffballs around, and the next thing you know, they travel, in some cases, miles and can seed very rapidly. So the best way to prevent crabgrass infestations, according to the horticulturalist, is to maintain a thick, healthy lawn through proper mowing, irrigation, and fertilization. A lot of the same stuff we talked about with dandelions. If you keep your lawn in good shape, it's going to choke out the chance of weeds getting in there. Crabgrass will have a difficult time germinating and surviving in a dense stand of turf grass. And gardeners who have had crabgrass problems in recent years will need to apply a pre-emergence herbicide in the spring. Now, when should you apply that pre-emergence herbicide to control the crabgrass in the lawn? Well, they suggest the keys to successful control of crabgrass in lawns are the correct timing of the pre-emergence herbicide application and proper application of that material. A pre-emergence herbicide must be applied before the crabgrass seeds germinate. So if the material is applied too early, then crabgrass seeds that germinate late in the season won't be controlled. If it's applied too late, then some crabgrass seeds will have already germinated. So the pre-emergence herbicides usually should be applied in early to mid-April here in southern Iowa, mid-April to May 1st in central Iowa, and late April to early May in northern portions of the state. So we are getting on that time right now when you might start thinking about getting that taken care of. Now the weather, of course, often varies considerably from year to year here in the state. Accordingly, they suggest gardeners should make minor adjustments in the timing of that pre-emergence herbicide application. If the weather in March and April is consistently warmer than normal, then they suggest applying the pre-emergence herbicide early in the normal time period. And I guess that you would probably say we have been a little bit warmer than normal here lately, over the last week or so. Normal high temperatures for this time of the year are usually in the upper 50s. Around 57, 58 degrees would be a normal average high temperature for right now. And the average low for right now is typically in the middle 30s overnight, around 35, 36 degrees. And I'd say we've probably been a little bit consistently warmer than that over the last couple of weeks. Of course, we're going to bounce around a little bit here. If the weather in March and April is warmer, then they suggest applying it a little bit earlier. Now, apply the herbicide late in the recommended time period if we experience a cool early spring. Now, if you're still uncertain as to when to apply the pre-emergence herbicide, Mother Nature helps to provide some helpful and colorful clues. The pre-emergence herbicide should be applied when the forsythia blossoms start dropping or when redbud trees begin to bloom. They didn't mention those little woolly caterpillars and what color they are. That's a sign of something else, huh? They say the crabgrass seed germination typically begins after these events. So those are some things you can look for. Now, to ensure that the herbicide is applied properly, they do suggest that you carefully read and follow the directions on the package. And also make sure that the spreader you're using has been correctly calibrated and that it's working properly. Now, if you'd like to sow grass seed in some bare spots in the lawn, what about successfully growing grass seed after you apply the pre-emergence herbicide? Well, they do say that pre-emergence herbicides, and there are several different types, do prevent the germination of crabgrass seeds in the spring. Most pre-emergence herbicides also will prevent the germination of regular turf grass seeds. So if you're sowing grass seed in the spring, the only pre-emergence herbicide that you should use is called Cideron. It effectively controls crabgrass without affecting the germination of turf grass seeds. So it's probably best to discuss that with a lawn care professional if you're planning on doing something along those lines. And what about a non-chemical way to control crabgrass in the lawn? Some folks like to avoid, if they can, putting the chemicals out in the lawn. They suggest that corn gluten meal is an option for gardeners who'd prefer a non-chemical alternative. It's a corn milling byproduct. That corn gluten meal inhibits the root growth of crabgrass seedlings, so they're unable to develop roots and the crabgrass seedlings just die. The corn gluten meal is approximately 10% nitrogen by weight, and that makes it a natural weed and feed product. Products containing corn gluten meal are often available at garden centers and other retailers. You can find those just easily by asking. If you have any questions, you can always contact those folks at Iowa State University and Extension, the horticulturalists. They have the ISU Hort Line, and you can call them at 515-294-3108. They can always help you out with some of those questions that you may have. Or you can contact them by email. The email address is Hortline, H-O-R-T-L-I-N-E, Hortline at iastate.edu. Easy enough. I thank those folks. Crabgrass. Ugh. Once it gets started, kind of hard to get rid of. It's best to get rid of it early spring like that. And now's about the time to start thinking about those projects. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell us more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Allergies seem to be a year-long problem anymore. And we'd like you to know that Camblin Plumbing and Heating are pros at helping you make your home and office a better place for you. We offer professional duct cleaning that will make an immediate improvement in the air you breathe, and we're very educated in the science of indoor air quality. With Lennox, Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers a variety of equipment that can help clean the air in your entire home and office and ease your allergies. Also remember, we make house calls. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today comes to us from Unknown. Generally speaking, you aren't learning much when your lips are moving.
You know, if that person is unknown, it's amazing anybody put any credence into what they said.
It's just because he's listening all the time. See?
I gotcha.
Just like what this says.
Okay, we need to get that guy a name tag.
Yeah.
That's what we need. Very good. Thank you, Brett.
Maybe we can just start calling him UK.
There you go. Artificial turf, that might be a solution, too. You ever thought about putting artificial turf in the lawn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? You think controlling crabgrass will cost you? Yeah. Hey, you go out making a great day. God bless America.